The Risk of Internet-Connected Devices in the Wall Street Journal by Deborah Gage. A growing number of devices in our homes, such as refrigerators, vacuum cleaners, and toasters, are connected to the Internet. These connections promise convenience, such as software updates that can improve the product's performance, but they also pose security challenges for consumers. Last year, thousands of Internet-connected devices, such as cameras and digital video recorders, were infected with malware and used to bombard DIN, a provider of Internet directory services, with requests for connections, taking down a number of popular websites. Consumers have few ways of knowing how secure a device is when they buy it. Several U.S. nonprofits and government agencies, including the National Institute of Standards and Technology, are working on standards, certifications, tests, and ways to label devices to inform consumers about security and privacy issues. For now, however, buyers are on their own. Consumer Reports is working with partners to develop security and privacy standards for internet-connected devices. Its partners include Disconnect, a maker of privacy protection software, Ranking Digital Rights, which ranks companies on their privacy practices, the Cyber Independent Testing Lab, which researches and tests software safety, and Aspiration, which connects software and technology skills with nonprofits. Public input is welcome, says Maria Rarasich, director of the electronic testing team at Consumer Reports. The standard in progress is posted on www.thedigitalstandard.org and on GitHub, but a completion date hasn't been set, Mrs. Rarich says. Meanwhile, here are steps consumers can take to give them the best chance of staying secure when they buy or inherit a connected device. Research the manufacturer's record. Start by reading reviews and online manuals to see how a device works and how it handles privacy and security. Think especially hard about devices you're likely to have for a long time, says Michael Kaiser, Executive Director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance. These include internet-connected refrigerators, washing machines, and home security systems. Sometimes, companies get acquired or go out of business and abandon devices, or they just stop supporting them. By buying one, you take on the job of keeping its protections up to date. Search the web for security flaws and past breaches to see how the manufacturer handled them. And check the Better Business Bureau's website for complaints against a manufacturer and scams involving counterfeit products. Check the maker's website to see if there is a way to report security flaws in the device, perhaps in the customer service or help section. Cybersecurity savvy companies want to hear about flaws so they can fix them. Be suspicious of unreasonably low prices and consider using a manufacturer that has a large market share for your type of device and a record through sales and reviews of selling reliable and safe products, says Todd Thibodeau, chief executive of CompTIA, a trade group for the IT industry. See if you can change the default password and username. The attack on DIN recruited connected devices whose default usernames and passwords had not been changed. Instructions for changing the default login information might be on the product box, under the tech specifications if you're buying it online, or maybe on YouTube, if the manufacturer or another customer is willing to share the information, Mr. Kaiser says. Sometimes the default username and password can be found in a web search, and hackers can do this too. Don't use the same password you use for other devices on your home network. See if you can upgrade or patch the device's software. Better yet, see if the device upgrades itself over time. All software needs to be maintained. Security flaws, as they're discovered, need to be fixed, and new features need to be added. Safeguard your home router. In addition to knowing how to change your password and update your software, make sure your router, which creates a home network for your devices, has a built-in firewall and that you understand any changes the device makes to it. Make sure your network doesn't have a name that can be associated with you. Consider creating a guest network separate from the network for your computer. Find out how the device interacts with your smartphone. Internet-enabled devices are often controlled by smartphone apps. Read the terms and conditions of those apps as you would any other piece of software to find out what the device is doing, Mr. Kaiser says. Typically, an app will ask you for permission to access your contacts, location, photos, or other information, and often you can limit that. If the app is already installed, look at your phone's settings to see what you can control. Keep your apps updated. Find out what data the device is collecting and where it is going. Suppose a device is recording audio while you're not using it, says Michelle Demuy, director of the Privacy and Data Project at the Center for Democracy and Technology. If you don't like that, can you change it? Where is the device's data being stored, and how long does it stay there? Is it shared with or sold to anyone else? Can you wipe the device to erase data? Is data encrypted? Check the company's website and, if necessary, contact the company with questions. Also, keep up with changes to the device's terms of service and privacy policies. A maker of software-enabled sound systems, Sonos Incorporated, recently revised its privacy policy to say that if customers decline to provide certain information about how their Sonos products function, the products won't be able to receive software updates and may eventually stop working. The policy has generated an online debate over whether customers who have already purchased a product should have to agree to new privacy terms to keep it working. A company spokeswoman says Sonos is adding voice assistance to its systems and is asking customers for new data, including error reporting, so it can get ahead of any trouble. Consider turning off devices when you're not using them. Resetting a device can disrupt some forms of cyber attack by getting rid of malware, Ms. Demoy says, and a disconnected device lowers risk. Ask yourself if this device really needs to be connected to the internet. If you unplug it, does it still work? If it's not internet-enabled, is it still a toaster, Ms. Demoy says. We're trying to push this as part of any kind of standard. It's a traditional consumer protection question.